This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Of all the major classic American songwriters, Vincent Humans is among the least known. Music critic Lord Schwartz confesses he knew very little about Humans except for some of his most popular songs. A new CD of Humans songs has just been released by the husband and wife team of pianist William Balcom and mezzo-soprano Joan Morris, joined by tenor Robert White. Here's Lloyd's review.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by, there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you, soberly mourn you, we'll hear his horn. Rooty tootin', it's not far away, hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day.
We probably know more songs composed by Vincent Humans than we know who wrote them. Tea for Two, Sometimes I'm Happy, I Want to Be Happy, Time on My Hands, Flying Down to Rio in 1933, more about the novelty of flying than about Rio, and Without a Song are among his standards. Unlike George Gershwin, Richard Rodgers, Cole Porter, or Irving Berlin, Humans neither wrote his own lyrics nor stuck with one or two partners. He's more like Harold Arlen, who wrote in so many different genres it's harder to identify his personal style. There's another reason for his relative mystery. When I think of the person who wrote these songs, I imagine a gray-haired, cigar-smoking old pro. But Humans, it turns out, published only about 90 songs in a career that lasted barely 15 years. He died in 1946 at the age of 48 of complications from TB, depression, and alcohol. Hard to imagine about the person who wrote so many songs with happy in their titles. A new album by pianist William Balcom and the marvelous mezzo-soprano Joan Morris is devoted to familiar and extremely unfamiliar songs by Humans and his numerous collaborators. Morris is a fascinating anomaly. Her trained voice and perfect diction are really right out of the early decades of this century. Singers like Helen Morgan, Libby Hallman, and Ruth Etting. Yet she has a knowing, contemporary edge. She understands the style of this music from a long perspective. Listen to Robert White beginning the duet to Gus Kahn and Edward Eliscu's super-saturated romantic lyric of Orchids in the Moonlight.
When orchids fade in the dawning, they speak of tears and goodbye. Though my dreams are shattered like the petals scattered, still my love can never die. There is peace.
Then listen to Joan Morris. White sings it fairly straight. Morris knows there's something excessive, even absurd about the song, yet she still convinces you that she feels every syllable.
When orchids fade in the dawning, they speak of tears and goodbye. Though my dreams are shattered like the petals scattered, still my love can never die.
Pulitzer Prize-winning composer pianist William Balcom is the perfect accompanist. He and Morris remind us what a complex and versatile composer Humans was. The writer of such uplifting spirituals as Great Day and Hallelujah could also write sentimental Irish ballads and a not-quite-nonsensical charmer called Toodaloo with lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein, one of several songs here getting its very first recording.
Toodaloo, toodaloo, I'll be never weary, dearie, being true to you, true as blue. Send a tender thought or two to you, rush it through.
Toodaloo, someone's gonna find a kind of loving new to you. You know who, toodaloo. My undying love is flying honeydew to you. Toodaloo.
Joan Morris and Robert White are also delicious in Tea for Two, with Humans' typical insistent and sexy repetitions that are so conducive to multiple rhymes, like Irving Caesar's amazing, "We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone, dear." And Morris delivers one of the greatest torch songs ever written, "More Than You Know."
Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry, oh, how I'd cry if you got tired. I'd show more than you'll ever know.
What a pleasure to hear these gems treated with such grown-up feeling, taste, intelligence, and wit, just as they were meant to be.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Orchids in the Moonlight, Songs of Vincent Humans, with William Baucom, Joan Morris, and Robert White on the Arabesque label. This is Fresh Air.